I'll just paraphrase it rather than read it. But if you remember a few months ago, and time goes so fast anymore, I could be wrong about a few months ago, but there was a plane, I think it was Alaska Air plane, coming from Mexico to San Francisco that went straight down into the ocean. It stayed in the air several minutes once it had problems with its tail, but then it plunged straight down into the ocean. And the story that came across the internet is that the people that investigate these airplane crashes, they couldn't understand what the problem that it had, the mechanical problem, how it stayed in the air for the 8 minutes or 10 minutes, whatever it was, that it did stay up instead of just going straight down in. But as they listened to the black box, the voice recorder, they could hear in the background a lady telling people about Christ. Evidently, there was someone, either a flight attendant or a passenger, that was a lady that was a Christian on that plane, that when she realized what was going on, evidently under the power of the Holy Spirit, she stood up and began to tell people about Jesus Christ and their need of salvation. And as the pilots are struggling to get this plane under control, in the background on that, in the voice recorder, they can hear the gospel invitation being given. And there's a very good reason why that plane stayed up in the air for the extra 8 minutes. And this is consistent with the principle that God will give everyone the longest possible time to receive his salvation. But we are at the point in history where if we look around, we can see airplane crashes and earthquakes and volcanoes, planes going down, boats going down, car wrecks, and it's telling us that men have rejected the Holy Spirit totally, and it has allowing Satan to come down upon them with great wrath. Review and Herald, April 19th, 1906. I say to all, press together, press together. Be very critical in regard to yourselves, but exercise all the tenderness of Christ towards your brethren. I entreat the Lord's people to cease to criticize one another and to give themselves to the proclamation of the truth for this time. The Spirit of God is being gradually withdrawn from the earth, and drunkenness, insanity, revelry, and crime are rapidly increasing. There is before us a terrible crisis. The lives of many will go out in darkness. We need now to bow before God in true humility of soul, for the day of clouds and thick darkness is fast approaching. The last great conflict